When the steel mill at Sparrows Point closed in 2012, it was an economic disaster for eastern Baltimore County. But now, during this COVID-19-driven recession, the old Bethlehem steel site, which is being redeveloped, is a job-hiring bright spot. WYPR's John Lee reports.
Nearly 60,000 people have filed for unemployment in Baltimore County during the pandemic. Yet at Trade Point Atlantic, they're looking to hire. The 3,300-acre site at Sparrows Point is home to distribution warehouses like Home Depot, FedEx, and Amazon. Last week, Amazon reported its sales were up more than 25% in the first quarter of 2020, and that is a direct result of people sheltering at home and ordering online.
Our tenants, who are very much part of the supply chain, have been very active in staffing up their operations.
That's Aaron Tamarchio, a senior vice president at TradePoint. He says about 8,000 people work there each day. He believes that soon it will be 10,000. And half of the site now has tenants or is under construction. Tamarchio says COVID-19 has not had an effect on negotiations with prospective businesses.
The conversations we've been having are continuing to be had. And the COVID crisis hasn't put a stop or halted them in any way.
Baltimore County continues to greenlight permits and to do inspections at TradePoint during the pandemic. It's projected 17,000 people eventually will work at TradePoint Atlantic, just a little more than half the 30,000 that Bethlehem Steel employed in its heyday. Towson University economist Darius Arani says, economically speaking, what's happened at Sparrows Point is called creative destruction.
Obviously, the decline of the steel mill, while very painful and very, dislocating for many individuals, allows something like this to sort of take hold and to grow and prosper.
So the key to creative destruction is to be able to adapt, to create, once one part of the economy is destroyed.
The economy will never... doesn't stay still. It's always moving forward.
TradePoint sells itself as a global logistics center. It has a deepwater port, as well as access to rail and the Interstate 95 corridor, so it has three ways to get stuff out. Tamarchio says companies' supply chains are being tested by COVID-19's effects on the economy.
As these companies realize where their weaknesses are in their supply chains, they are going to look to try to fix that.
Both he and Baltimore County Economic Development Director Will Anderson say that could create future opportunity for TradePoint with its ability to move things by land, rail, and sea.
If you have a fragile logistics supply chain that's dependent upon one mode and it goes down for whatever reason, a COVID-related reason or not, it raises the risk for these businesses that are trying to move their goods.
Anderson says TradePoint isn't the only place in Baltimore County where you can find a job. There are openings at grocery stores, as well as in healthcare and construction, to name a few. Meantime, the guesswork has begun as to which businesses will be winners because of COVID-19. The Amazons of the world appear to have a lock. Anderson says doing more things at home, like work, school, and healthcare, may be here to stay as well. That would mean more jobs in high tech.
There's a number of shakeout industries that are going to be changed by COVID. What we've learned and what we need people to be doing now post COVID. That's going to take us some time to figure out and move people into those skill sets.
Because for at least some of the nearly 60,000 people unemployed in Baltimore County, the reality is that when the COVID-19 pandemic is history, their old job will be too. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
You can find a list of job openings at BaltimoreCountyBusiness.com. You can also find out about a webinar being held today to help people who are out of work find jobs and collect unemployment.